Healthcare for children is rising in importance for next year's legislative session. Bills that would increase participation in the Denali Kid Care program have new support. Sharon Lehow is Governor Parnell's spokeswoman.
The governor recognizes that many people have trouble affording health care, and Governor Parnell would support expanding Denali Kid Care eligibility limits to 200%. Anything above that level, he would favor copays, some form of copays.
A bill passed the Senate last year that would raise the cap on families that could get complete medical care, primarily for children, from a family income of 175 to 200% of the state's poverty level. And others are pending that would allow parents who earn more than double the poverty level to purchase the coverage. The increased level would add 1,300 children to the rolls. Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra, who has sponsored another bill, says the copay element would make health care available to another 10,000 children. He says right now the government provides medical insurance for people who aren't working, and some people get coverage as a job benefit.
We don't provide the medical coverage needed to children of people who work who can't afford medical coverage, right? And this isn't an issue of giving out welfare benefits. This is an issue of helping people get medical care for their children because the people they work with don't offer health insurance. For very little money, we could allow families to buy into the Denali Kid Care program, and every child in the state could, for very little money, have health insurance.
Wasilla Republican Wes Keller is chair of the House Health and Social Services Committee and has two of the bills under consideration. He says he anticipates one of them passing this session.